Well, while some are panic buying face masks, others are panic selling shares. The Australian Stock Exchange's benchmark ASX 200 index fell another 3.3% today and is now in a technical correction, meaning it has dropped more than 10% from its recent highs. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average experienced its biggest single-day points drop in history overnight, and it's not over yet, it seems. Watching this route all week for you has been our business reporter David Taylor.
We just looked at Southwest there going in the stock market from 52-week high to 52-week low. This is not an airline that flies to China at all.
A US television journalist trying to make sense of this week's stock market falls in the world's biggest economy.
It's like everybody's being taken out and shot.
This market dive has taken just about every stock down with it. The speed of the decline of the past week beats the Black Monday plunge in October 1987. Eleanor Cray is the market strategist for Saxo Capital Markets. She explains the market's diving, but admittedly from a great height.
And so now we've got this complete reversal in investor sentiment, whereby the equity market, which is supposed to be a forward-looking environment where investors price in uncertainties and risks, had been completely ignoring the risks and is now having to catch up to those risks. And so that's meant that we've seen some quite heavy selling this week. We've seen a huge reversal in that optimistic sentiment, and the unwind has been quite violent.
How bad could it get?
Look, I'm not going to lie, at this stage it could get worse. I think it's all going to be about how quickly we can contain the spread of this virus, what the ongoing transmission is like, whether we see this contagion in the US and Europe really pick up, because at this stage it's really unknown. This has the capacity to spiral out of control.
So who does this share market correction affect, and how does it affect them? Andrew Page runs an online investment community, sharing war stories and ideas for how to invest. He explains the current market rout will affect individual Australians very differently, depending on how long they plan to stay in the market.
If you're a young person and you've got money in super, you're probably going to have money in super for decades to come. And over these coming decades, we're going to see all manner of share market crashes and corrections and economic hiccups and recessions. That's a given. It's a guarantee. We also know from history, though, that despite all of these things that have always happened and always will happen, it's been an incredibly great place for wealth creation.
And so, speaking of wealth creation, what about older Australians, those approaching retirement or in retirement? How will they physically be affected by what's happened today?
Well, their net worth is less than it was last week. Again, context is very important here. Despite this really brutal week we've had on the markets, we are still sitting only about 10% away from all-time record highs. So, you know, definitely poorer than you were last week. Chances are a lot wealthier than you were 5-10 years ago.
The key concern for everyone with skin in the game, says Eleanor Cray, is how long the virus threat will last and what governments and policymakers can do now to help contain the problem.
It's a thing where we've got this impending potential monetary stimulus from central banks, which is what investors have been banking on to date. It's something that they can't really fix, is that dent to demand, and they certainly can't fix the supply chain shocks. So it could get a lot worse. But on the flip side to that, it doesn't have to. If we were to see this contained in a relatively short space of time in the US and in Europe, then we could see, I think, potentially at this stage, the best case would be a U-shaped recovery, certainly not that V-shaped optimistic scenario, but we could see that U-shaped recovery coming through.
Saxo Capital Markets market strategist Eleanor Cray with David Taylor.